More often than not, we do take additional steps to manage risk, and it is a continuous process. The diagram on the screen is from the Defense Acquisitions University for Systems Engineering. It does a good job of illustrating the key points of, risk management. We're talking about planning, identification, analysis, mitigation, and then monitoring. So think about the commute to work. You have a route planned and timelines established to get to work on time. This is especially true if you're in a metropolitan area. You also pay attention to traffic and weather to identify if there are any additional risks to your commute. You analyze the possible impact and change your route accordingly. Depending on how things progress, you may keep adjusting your route as you go along. The overall goal of this process is to reduce the risk to an acceptable level. Some examples of mitigating risk are risk avoidance, risk reduction, and risk transference. One option for avoiding risk would be stay at home. Risk reduction would be allowing extra time for your commute or so you can drive more cautiously. Or transferring the risk would be having somebody else drive, and you could blame them if anything goes wrong.